Hello.
Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jenny from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
I am.
Thank you. Your answers are confidential and your opinions are very important to the success of this survey. How likely are you to vote in... Hello?
Oh, I just wondered how long this is going to take. I'm getting ready to start a class.
Oh, I understand. I'll try to do it as fast as I can. It's usually about 4 minutes, but I'll try my best to get it done as soon as possible.
Okay.
Thank you. How likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for the U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote, likely to vote, may or may not vote, or will not vote?
Definitely will vote.
Thank you. I am going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would like you then to tell me if you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. The first name is Donald Trump. Do you recognize that name?
Yes.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that person?
Favorable.
Would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay. How about Chris Chafee? Do you recognize that name?
Who?
Chris Chafee.
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. What is your opinion?
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Larry Hogan. Do you have Okay, favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Unfavorable.
Would that be very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Alrighty. Robin Ficker? Have you heard of Robin Ficker?
I have.
Alright. And your opinion is favorable or unfavorable?
I really don't know anything about him. So I don't know what to say.
You can choose between favorable, neutral, or unfavorable.
Let's say neutral.
I appreciate it. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Chris Chafee.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose USA to Ukraine?
I oppose it.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly.
Okay. Do you support or oppose USA to Israel?
Strongly support it.
Thank you. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? You can choose between very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important. The first issue I have is economic issues, inflation, family budget, and debt.
Very important.
Security and protecting our southern border.
Very important.
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Very important.
Job creation and economy development.
What was the first part?
Job creation and economy development.
Very important.
Alrighty. Energy independence for this country.
Very important.
I appreciate it. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each, please tell me if this information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make any difference to you?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
I appreciate it. Robin Ficker will use his position as a U.S. senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make any difference to you?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. All right, now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if this information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if that not, if it does not make any difference to you. As a governor,
you can just put less likely all the way down. There's no way I'm voting for that man.
I understand, and I'm so sorry. It's just part of the survey. I'll go ahead and read the information, and we can go from there. I just have three questions for him. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.
As a governor, Larry Hogan locked down business, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does not make any difference to you?
Oh, less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does not make any difference to you?
Very much less likely.
Thank you. Larry Hogan said he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up for both parties. Does this make you less likely or more likely to vote for Hogan, or does not make any difference to you?
It doesn't really make any difference. He lies.
Alrighty. Thank you. I'd like to ask you once again, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
I haven't done any research on this guy. I have to do research first. So can we just be neutral?
If you have to choose as of right now.
As of right now, it wouldn't make any difference. Is more likely or less likely? Who would I vote for?
Right.
I'd still have to stay with Chafee just because I haven't done any research and I am all about my research.
I understand that. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or a conservative Republican?
Very conservative.
Thank you. Would you say you are very conservative or somewhat conservative?
I know, very conservative.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 or older?
60 or older.
Thank you. And just to confirm your gender, please.
Female.
I appreciate it. These were all the questions that I had for you today. Thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.